It's the Goldbergs. You know, ladies, some people just don't seem to understand what I've been saying about the wonderful new granulated soap called Does. When I tell you that this new Does is a soap for everything in your wash, I mean does all three kinds of wash.
Well, you mean it gets greasy work shirts clean?
Oh, absolutely.
And gets things like towels snowy white?
Yes, of course.
Well, you don't mean this same Does will do my pretty colored rayon slips, too?
Indeed I do. Why, Does is actually safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap. And yet, Does get your streaky towels dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than Does gives you.
But listen here. If this Does is so safe, won't that mean lots of scrubbing on the extra dirty pieces?
No, ma'am, not with Does. There's not a bit of hard scrubbing and no boiling either. Why, you can't find a soap that gets tough dirt out easier than Does.
Say, that sounds like good news for my spring house cleaning. I need a soap that'll get things like my wash rugs clean. They're so full of dirt.
Say, Does will take care of them all right. In fact, new Does is one soap for all the washing you have at house cleaning time. From the dirtiest rugs to your prettiest washable slipcovers and rayon net curtains. Why, Does makes easy work in the tough jobs, yet it treats those fussy colors with the real gentleness you want.
Well, I guess you're not fooling when you say Does does everything.
No, ma'am, just you try Does, and you'll see what wonders it does. You'll find it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Does. And remember, during spring house cleaning time and all the time, let Does do everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Molly's on her way back to Lastonbury from New York. In fact, her train is pulling into the little station at this very moment. And what makes Molly impatient to get home is the fact that Rosie wants to come home from Florida. Now, although Rosie just arrived there, her heart is calling her back to Lastonbury and Walter Jerome, even though she knows that Walter's engaged to marry someone else. And at the Goldberg house, Seymour's heart is engaged too. Listen.
If you want to go to the station and meet your mother, Sammy, I don't mind waiting here. You could go.
It's all right, Seymour. I want to be here. Rosie should call.
Well, I could relay any message to Rosie. If the call comes in, I could get...
It's all right, Seymour.
Is it all right if I take an apple?
Hope so.
Thanks. Well, I can imagine how your mother must be distressed.
Why don't you take an apple if you want one?
Yeah, I will. I will. You don't mind if I wait here till your mother comes? Do you, Sammy?
No, why should I mind?
Did you meet Norma yet, Walter's fiancé?
No.
She's very beautiful.
Don't forget to write that to Rosie.
What'd you say, Sammy?
Oh, nothing. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
The train is in already. Thank goodness your mother's back on Lastonbury soil. Did you hear me, Sammy?
No. What did you say,
Seymour? I said I heard the whistle of the train. Your mother's arriving.
Uh-huh.
Sammy, would it be asking too much if I asked you to let me see Rosie's letter?
It's rather personal, Seymour.
Well, that's all right. I understand. Would it be asking too much if I asked you how she is?
She's all right.
She wants to come home, though, doesn't she?
Well, that's only natural.
You mean because she's attached to her family, or because she...
Seymour, what do you want to know? Just ask me.
Gee, Sammy, you get more like your father every day.
Why not? I told you the other day
I
don't want
to... But can I help it if I'm concerned? Can I help it if I'm upset and worried and sick? Yes, sick. I'm not a mother, and I'm just a young man with no experience of parenthood. But I would never have allowed my child to go so far away from home. Now, when Rosie needs her mother most...
Seymour, she's with my aunt.
An aunt is not a mother. A girl needs a mother in critical times of her life.
Seymour, there's nothing my mother would want more than to be with Rosie now, but there were other considerations.
What, if I may ask?
You may not ask.
You treat me like a stranger.
What else are you?
A friend.
And why did you tell Rosie that Walter had a sweetheart who was coming up to Lastonbury? That's why Rosie went away.
You wanted Rosie to go away. That's why I told her. What other reason would I have?
I don't know.
I have character, Sammy. I might not have looks or money or good manners or even a substantial amount of brains or intellect, but I have character. Remember that? I have character, Sammy.
All right. I'm sorry. You have character.
Yes. Yes, yes, I have. Wouldn't take all the yelling and hollering I do from your father if I didn't. I came here to a small town in order to improve myself. I thought I had a better chance for advancement. Now I need no promises. There's a bigger career ahead of me.
All right, Seymour, I'm sorry.
It's not all right. If you think I told Rosie because
what difference does it make?
To me and my conscience, it makes a big difference. I'll right every wrong I've encountered. That's why I've enlisted, too. My private life will not be less than my public life. I'm using your telephone, Sammy, and don't worry, I'm reversing the charges. The only time your father was gentle to me was when I told him I was enlisting in the Navy. And that was his respect for the Navy and not for me as a person. As an individual with feelings and a heart. And let me remind you, as a person with character.
Don't get hysterical on me, please.
Hello? Hello, operator? I want 3-0-6-4-9 and reverse the charges. Yeah, I want to speak to Mrs. Fingerhorn. Yes, please. Yeah, it's in New York City. Yeah, I'll wait.
My mother will be here soon, Seymour. She's upset enough.
I'm sorry.
I don't care if you're sorry or not. I just don't want her upset more than she is.
Hello? Oh, who is this, Brady? Seymour, let me talk to Mama. All right, please. You're right. Don't ask me about your business. I don't know Mr. Jerome. I only know her son. And if I didn't know him, I'd be better off. Listen, I called up especially to talk to Mama. Yeah, Mrs. Goldberg was in New York, but she's coming back to Lastonbury this afternoon. She didn't have leisure enough to call you. Listen, nobody knows Mrs. Jerome well enough to put in a word for you. What are you worried about beauty or wheels? You'll have to change it anyway. There's no tires. Wake up. We're not living in ordinary times. Will you let me talk to Mama? If I replace the charges, you don't pay the bills, and until such a time, don't question me. Listen, will you give me Mama? All right, so you hold for her. I'll wait.
Lay down, Sporty, lay down.
Charges, Mr. Goldberg.
Thank you. Come on,
give me Rosalind's letter, please.
Yeah,
Sammy.
Right here.
I want to see Rosalind's letter.
Oh, Ma. Seymour. Yes, Seymour. Oh, I'm all right. I'm fine. How are you? Any more trouble with your old trouble? Can you sleep on your side now? Oh, all right. Listen, Ma, and don't say no to me.
Still on the phone?
Yeah, 1 minute, Ma. Hold. Mrs. Goldberg, will you please just say hello to my
hello,
mother?
I'm in a hurry.
Ma, please, Mrs. Goldberg.
Hello? Hello? Mrs. Fingerhorn?
Tell her that I come to your house twice a week for supper and she'll feel much better.
Yes, this is Mrs. Goldberg. Yes, well, I just retired. Seymour's a wonderful boy. He comes to my house. He's here now. Yes, that's all right. We like him very much. We're very devoted to the boy. The whole family. Yes, Mr. Goldberg, and he's doing very well in his job. Yes. Why don't you come sometimes and then take a sojourn for a weekend? That's all right. We have room. We're very glad to see you. How is Bertie? Well, I don't know, Mrs. Jerome. I didn't meet the woman yet. Yeah. Well, all right, I would speak quite only. Yes. All right. Just a minute. I'll give you Seymour back. Just 1 minute.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Hello, Ma. Look, Ma, remember the insurance policy you took out for me when Papa was still alive? Yeah. Yeah, well, how old was I? Well, it's 2, isn't it? Don't get excited, Ma. I'm not getting married.
Fill out the form, Seymour.
I need it for another purpose, Ma. Oh,
my mother wants to use the form.
I'll be through in a minute. Hello, Ma. I have to go to Florida. Yeah. No, not for pleasure, but duty. Hello, Ma.
Seymour, Mrs. Goldberg wants to talk.
Ma, I'll have to call you back.
Rosalind's waiting to hear from me.
Yeah, I'll call you back, Ma.
Finish your conversation, Seymour, but make it abbreviated.
What right, Ma? Not everybody goes to Florida for pleasure.
That's right, Seymour. I'm going too, and it's not for pleasure.
Looks like all Lastonbury is starting a migration to Florida. And all because Rosie fell in love with Walter Jerome. But Walter isn't just a passive bystander in this hurricane of feeling that's hit the Goldberg home, as we shall see. You know, I've discovered what seems to be the chief cause of your dishwashing troubles. It's those old-fashioned halfway soaps. Yes, if you've been using a bar soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it cheats you on speed. Or, if you've been using a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hands. Then I say, it's time you met New Duds. That amazing new kind of granulated soap. Duds does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Notice how satin smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Duds. It's kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet no soap can beat Duds for speedy dishwashing, which cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how different Duds is. Just try Duds today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Gophers. Next time, Molly tries to understand her position, while Walter is making up a new position for his mother. This is James Fleming, wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Duds, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of voices.